Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C.
This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my girl parked in.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. It is Friday, and now it is time for Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Stefan.
We had a very busy week this week and at Georgetown, and we're going to talk about that and all the things that are going on over there in the Marine Service Technology class. We just had a great week this week, and we are just wide open throttle, if you will, at Georgetown Technical College, teaching, and students are learning, and it's just a great time for us, and it's just very exciting. So there you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number, 850-492-0487. You can call them with your boating needs. Maybe you need your repair done on your Yamaha or Mercury product. Maybe you're looking for a new repower of a Yamaha or Mercury product as well. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury repower center. They have special discounting prices on Yamaha and Mercury motors right now and arriving weekly Mercury and Yamaha engines. They have them coming in weekly right now, and they still have a couple of 2020 leftovers at discounted prices. So you need to check them out and talk to them about your repower and your maintenance needs. They're more than happy to help you out. They also offer on-site service as well. They can come to your marina, to your house, service your boat in the driveway. They're more than happy to do that. Just give them a call at 850-492-0487. I am the marine instructor of Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Longley Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the web at georgestonecollege.edu. And that's a great place to contact us or me over there at Georgetown Technical College. You can click on the chat feature on the main page and talk to our counselors, and they will get messages to me or any other instructor out of Georgetown. So if you're interested in any classes out there, check them out at georgestonecollege.edu. The chat feature is a great little function that you can use to talk to different areas at the school as well. Scholarships are available. You must pre-qualify for those. And VA and Pell Grants are also available. So it's a great opportunity right now to get into a technical field. I know the marine industry is so strong right now. Everybody is looking for marine technicians, marine entry-level technicians, mechanics, helpers, all kinds of stuff going on in the marine industry. And they are very, very busy. So last week we talked about a student that had job interviews, and I am the placement person at Georgetown as far as the Marine Service class goes. And with my ties with great people that work with us in the industry, Mercury and Yamaha, and our people that we work with as dealerships are helping us to place these students, or helping me to place students in field. And my student that actually had two interviews last week, and He actually got two offers and took one of those offers this week. So I want to congratulate Preston for what he's doing in the class and what he's doing as far as interviews and process that he went through on that. And he has accepted a job offer at a local dealership here in Pensacola that is a Mercury and Yamaha dealership. So we're very excited about that. And I tell you, when I look at students and watch them go from the first day to the day they put in an application and go and do a actual interview and go through that process, it just puts a major smile on my face, because we meet their goals over at Georgetown, and the goal of many of these students is to go to work in field. And this young gentleman is starting a great career in the marine industry, and he has a great future ahead of him. So congratulations again to Preston for making that happen this week, and we're so excited about that.
Congratulations, Preston. That's so wonderful. Two offers, and that's so nice. Like, have a choice, and best of luck with the new one. Stefan, we do have a text question coming in.
Okay.
This individual says, when are y'all going to start a Fix Your Boat for Dummies class? I ask because I think it would be awesome for someone like me that would like to save a little money by learning to do something, do some routine maintenance myself. Is that on the horizon?
A Fix Your Boat for Dummies class. I tell you what, you know, that's a good question. And you can take a course over at Georgetown. You have to start out just like any other student does, whether you're in it for a career or for a hobby. You can come over and take courses with us, but I have to take you through the entire process. So it depends on what you're actually trying to do with your boat and what type of boat you have. If it'll work for you, I'm more than happy to talk to you about that. So you can contact me on the Georgetown website, and I'd be more than happy to talk to you about that if you want to do that. But yeah, a lot of people do their own maintenance, and it's a good idea to learn your boat and understand the systems on the boat to help you with that. And I tell you, it's a good idea to learn all the stuff on your boat so we can make that happen. If you contact me, I'm more than happy to do that.
That's great. Fix your boat.
That's
for
a good question, though.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people come to my classroom, and on the very first day, I try to get to know them and everything. And many times, the new student will say to me, well, I'm in here because it costs so much to get my boat worked on and stuff like that. So I'm in here to learn how to work on my boat so it don't cost so much. And what happens is after they're in the class so long, they start to understand why it does cost quite a bit of money sometimes to get your boat serviced and things like that. But it's always a great plan to be able to do your own service work on your boat. Of course, I can do my own service work on my boats. I ride a motorcycle, and I do my own maintenance work on that as well, and don't take it to the dealership quite often. So, you know, it's a good opportunity to learn at Georgetown. You can come in and do it as a hobby as well. So that's a great thing that they can do. So contact me, and I'm more than happy to talk to you about that. You can even shoot me my cell phone number. That person, my cell phone number, I'm more than happy to talk to them that way as well. So you can do that as well. So this week also, last night, I'll tell you what, we had another visitor that came by and spoke to my students for the first half of our day. Jeff Kilgore from Mercury Marine came by and spoke with my students again. And I tell you what, I enjoy it when Jeff Kilgore from Mercury comes by my classroom and talks to my students. He has the same vision and understanding that I do as far as training and what the students should learn and how they should learn and that kind of thing. And basically, when Jeff comes into my classroom, I become a student as well, and I allow Jeff to take my class and talk to them and answer questions and show them different things that Mercury's doing and that kind of stuff. And last night, we touched on parts lookup, and we touched on the G3 software that students use to troubleshoot engines. And Jeff went all over these platforms and talk to my students about the learning environment on how to use those. And we actually went out into the shop, and this is pretty cool. And we hooked up the G3 software to an engine. We had it on a big screen, and Jeff was able to go over the process of troubleshooting an engine with the laptop and going over that process. And they put it on the big screen, and all the students were gathered around listening to Jeff and talking to Jeff and answering questions with Jeff, and he was quizzing them, and it was just a great opportunity to see my students gathered around that engine with the big screen TV and Jeff showing them that G3 software that we use to troubleshoot engines with. So it was just a great time, and I appreciate Jeff taking out time of his day to come by and talk to my students. It's just a added plus to our program over at Georgetown Technical College, the Marine Service Program. When I have people out of industry coming by, talking to my students and telling them about the industry, talking to them about the products in the industry, the maintenance in the industry, learning how to interview in the industry and what the industry can provide them, it's just great when we have that opportunity to have people come by and talk to them and do that kind of stuff. So it was a great evening at Georgetown with Jeff coming by.
That is so cool. I love when, like you said, people who are in the industry get to come to the students. It's almost like a preview. Like, here's where you could be. Here's someone out in the field doing what you want to do and taking the time to come back and help the well, like we keep saying, the next generation of technicians with their learning.
Right. And this student, Preston, that interviewed with these different places, you know, he had an opportunity to talk to those dealerships and say to them, hey, this is what I want to do. This is my career choice, and this is kind of the direction I want to go. Can you provide that direction to me? And as students go into the interview process and starting to talk to dealerships in this interview process that they do, I try to make them feel comfortable to be able to ask questions and to make sure that they have the right fit with the dealership or the place they're going to go to work. So I believe it works in both areas. The student has to fit, the employee has to fit with the employer, and the employer has to fit with the employee, and the goals have to kind of match up, right? I know you feel the same way about where you work, and I know I feel the same way about where I work, and it's good to have people from industry come in and talk to my students about those kind of things and what to expect during these processes, and Jeff does that as well. When he comes by the class, he talks about different dealerships and how they're set up and that kind of thing. And we're also planning eventually to go to dealerships with Jeff to actually get on boats and look at boats and things like that as well, so you go over the new product that's out there as well. So it's just a great time, and we do so many different things to give students opportunities, and that's what it's all about. You know, opportunity, learning, and just finding that area that you want to go to work in and making it happen. So we're able to do that, and it's just exciting for us to make that happen over there.
Absolutely. And Stefan, if you don't mind, I want to interrupt just for one moment to let our listeners know to tune in tonight for News Radio's coverage of President Trump in Pensacola. Andrew McKay will be live starting at 7 p.m. with pre-rally coverage as we wait for remarks from the president, which we will broadcast in its entirety. So that's tonight at 7 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. And Stefan, thank you for letting me plug that in real quick.
Oh, no problem at all. We got to let the people know what's going on in our area, and that's no problem at all. So thank you for doing that. And I tell you, you know, when we have Jeff and Jeff Kilgore, Jeff Crane from Yamaha come into our area, our classroom, we start talking about different items that we use to troubleshoot and different setups that we have. You know, I was really been thinking a lot as we started off this year about today's technician and what they look like. Back when I started in the industry, it's totally different than what it is today. And a lot of times, and I've probably talked about this in the past on past shows, people think about the person that's working on your boat maybe as a mechanic type person. And the reality of it is they basically need to turn into a technician type person. And when I say technician, I mean somebody that's really stepped it up, that has embraced technology, understands technology and how it's working with the engines and the systems in the marine industry. And we try to bring students up to those levels in our classroom. You know, it's 1,350 hours in our course, and it is difficult to bring students up to those levels. But I do try to touch on many different systems like the G3 software that we use for Mercury, and the YDIS program that we use for Yamaha. We use a MEDS program that we use as an aftermarket program that we use. It's all on laptops, and you plug into the motors, and you're able to go in and look at systems and things like that. And it's so very important that students learn those systems and understand how they work together. And Jeff Kilgore touched on that last night, as well as me and another student actually touched on some G3 stuff this week, because when you work on these boats, and as we talked about last night, you have to have several things for an engine to run properly. You have to have compression, you have to have ignition, you have to have spark, and all these things have to happen at the correct time. So all the external components that you have on the engine, the fuel injection system, the ignition system, the idle air control, all these components that are on the outside of the motor that are helping to control this engine, will not work if the engine doesn't have those three things, compression, ignition, spark, you know, and fuel, of course. And, you know, that brings you back to a troubleshooting basics that you have to understand first. And then you go from the troubleshooting basics to go to what I call the technician level, where you're having to add a laptop to the system to be able to set it up and to troubleshoot engines and run engines while you're watching the laptop and understanding how the systems are working together and that kind of thing. So that's very important when you think about coming to school at George Stone and you're taking the Marine Service class, that I'm going to try to bring you to that next level from student to a basic helper level, to a mechanic level, to what I call a technician level. And what happens when the students complete or they start working in the field through our co-op program, the dealerships take them to that next level. And that was one of the questions that Preston asked that dealership, is how's this look for me when I come to your shop? And part of it is they're going to be bringing him to the next level. They're going to start him out in a rigging department, and they're going to keep training him up a little bit at a time until he gets to a point where he's able to move into the shop area and start using the maintenance area as far as working in the shop. And what we do at George Stone, by providing that laptop and providing those software platforms, he's way ahead of the game on that when he goes to that dealership as well. Another thing that I want to touch on, and because I think our listeners need to know this, is we have Mercury and Yamaha training online. Prerequisites that student or that an employee would have to take when they go to work somewhere, they're able to take those prerequisites at George Stone Technical College and Marine Service Technology class online. So when they go to work at a dealership, they're already ahead of the game. This is something that the dealership doesn't have to pay for now. This is something where the dealership can move the student, or I'm going to say the new employee, to an actual learning platform in Atlanta or wherever they're training at, and they get that continued hands-on training that the dealership pays for at that point. So the way we have it set up now and the way things are working is really great for my students and stuff. So again, it was just a good week with Jeff coming by and Preston getting that job and the things that are going on at George Stone. We're just having a great time and a lot of learning going on. So, you know, what more can I say about all that, right?
Well, I think it's so awesome. I love hearing the updates, hearing the success of your students as they, you know, continue to move on. And how's it looking with, you know, people coming into the program? Stefan, are you seeing a lot of interest generated as for George Stone in general and for the Marine Technician in particular?
Well, I can speak for my program. We have a waiting list right now.
Oh, wow. And, that's great.
So, yes. And I know I have a pretty long waiting list. I'm not sure how many is on it, 8 to 10 people waiting right now. I am taking 3 people off of that waiting list in November because I have 3 people completing at the end of the month. So in November, I will take on 3 more students. And that's going to knock my waiting list down a little bit. And I have students contacting me all the time that are wanting to get into class. And where am I on the waiting list? Where am I on the waiting list? And I just continue to say, I'm knocking them out as quick as we can, and we're going to get them in there as quick as we can to get them out in the field as quick as we can, of course. But, yeah, there's a waiting list, and so you need to get over there and sign up, because every time I take one student out or 2 or 3 that are completing, the first Monday of the month I can put another person in that seat, and that's how it works. So I like to bring in 2, 3, 4, 5 at a time, and try to bring those students up as a group. And so that's what I try to plan on doing. So hopefully we can do that. So through November, hopefully maybe in 1st of January, I'll be able to do it again. I probably won't bring students in December, because December is a pretty short month for us because of the holidays and all. So probably the next chance would be in January that we'll do that as well. So, you know, get in there and get signed up if you want to come to our class. And I can guarantee you this, we're going to do everything we can to meet your goals as far as the Marine Service Technology class is concerned, and we'll work toward that. So come by and see me and talk to me also. It helps.
What's the timeline, Stefan? So if someone gets started at the beginning of January in that cohort you're bringing in, how long do they stay in the program?
You're looking to approximately a year to 2 months or so. if you go full time. We have a part time area there as well the students can take, but I don't recommend the part time just because it's 3 hours a day and it's really hard to get engaged with that. I do everything I can with the part time, but I highly recommend the full time. 6.25 hours a day, 4 days a week that we spend together in that class learning. And if you put your mind to it and you're learning and you're moving forward and you're coming to class every day, it's not unrealistic to have you in a job, at least under our co-op program, within 750 hours. So we can do that as well. So I would say a year to a year and a few months, you can complete the entire program and start looking for a job at 750 hours. So that's a pretty good time frame.
That really is. If you think about, you know, getting into maybe for some people a new industry or just completely changing your career field, that's really not a lot of time but a huge investment in yourself to get qualified.
That's right. The school says a career in a year, and that's pretty realistic for our little slogan that we use, and it works well. So, you know, it works well. So check us out on Facebook. Come by and see me. I'm more than happy to talk to you about that for sure. I do want to say another thing, and I've never really had an opportunity to say this, but I'm going to say this on the air today. I'm going to Disney World.
Congratulations. When are you going to Disney World, Stefan?
I'm going down there next Thursday to pick up some engines that Mercury has donated to our program. I'm picking up 6 9.9 four-stroke Mercuries that were donated by Mercury Marine, and I'm bringing them back, and they happen to be at Disney World. So
oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm doing next week. So thank you, Mercury Marine, for that.
I don't know what I thought you were going to say, but it was not that. I am so excited for you.
Yep. So that's what I'm doing. I will be out of pocket next week. I'm going to try to get somebody to host a show on Friday for me. I'll see what I can do about that. If not, we may have to do a rerun. But I'm going to try to get somebody to host the show for me on Friday next week. I've been working on that a little bit. And if I can't, because I'm going to be on the road coming back on Friday with those engines. I'm going down on Thursday to pick them up. And coming back on Friday with those 9.9s that are donated by Mercury Marine. And I'm so excited about that because that gives me another platform of learning for my students. I've been wanting to fill that little area of engine powerheads and things on the four-stroke motor. And that's going to do that for me. So I'm able to start training students on that as well. So it's just a great opportunity that they're providing us for more training for my students. So we're excited about that.
That is so awesome. So they're donating to you so that you can just keep expanding your students' knowledge base by actually having that like physically there to work on and like kind of take apart and get into it. Is that right?
Yeah, they dig into them. We got that 115 we talked about last week. The students actually tore that motor down to basically nothing, and it's, you know, it's back, it's boxed up in the storage area right now. They looked up all the parts we needed for that motor, and we ordered the parts day before yesterday. I should see the parts on Monday, and those students will start putting that motor back together. So they actually get real hands-on experience all the way through the entire program. So if you're looking at a 20% book work, 80% hands-on, and that's where the real learning is in that hands-on portion of it. So we do that. And that's what's so exciting about the 9.9s. The platform that I can use for them on in the classroom is just, to me, when I grab those little motors, it's going to do so much for us. So thanks again to Mercury Marine for that donation. And I'll be headed down to Disney World next week. So, and my ride will be in the truck, not on one of the rides at Disney World. So, all right, looks like we're getting to the end of the show, so let me go ahead and thank Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 492-0487. Remember, they got new product coming in every week, Mercury and Yamaha engines, so you need to check them out for your repower needs and your service and repair of your Yamaha and Mercury product. So a great place to do business. Those guys know what they're doing out there, and they can help you with all your boating needs from your trailer to your boat systems, to your engine repowers, to your tune-ups, 100 hours, and they can do on-site service and repair as well. So check them out. Key Marine Center, we just thank them so much for sponsoring our show.